WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A reader has asked for help in explaining CAPE to his 8-year-old son, who has taken an interest in weather thanks to the Discovery Channel show Storm Chasers. Well, explaining CAPE to anyone can be a real challenge, but let's give it a shot. CAPE stands for Convective Available Potential Energy, and it is one of the most used indices for forecasting what will happen in the atmosphere, especially severe weather. The CAPE tells us how much energy the atmosphere holds to put into updraft strength. A high CAPE value means that the updrafts will be strong, while a low value means weak or no updrafts. First, we measure the temperature of the air as you go up in the atmosphere. Now think of a box of air at the surface. As that box of air rises, the temperature in the box will decrease because the temperature decreases as the pressure decreases. But how does our box of air relate to the temperature of the air around it? If our box of air is warmer than the air around it, it will rise. The CAPE is positive. If our box is the same temperature or cooler than the air around it, it won't rise. There's no energy to help it out. So by looking at the difference between the actual air temperature and the temperature of our pretend box, we get a difference, the CAPE. As long as CAPE is positive, we can get updrafts and potentially thunderstorms. The larger the CAPE, the stronger the updrafts will be. The stronger the updrafts, the stronger the thunderstorms can become. The stronger the thunderstorms, the greater the potential for tornadoes to form, depending on other factors such as wind differences or shear. One of the most important characteristics of CAPE is that it does not depend solely on values at discrete or certain levels, but rather is an integration through a large portion of the troposphere. As with any index meteorologists look at, there are cautions. CAPE is dependent on breaking a low-level cap, that is, the capping inversion if one is present. Also, CAPE can change rapidly across time and distance, which is why it is important to get in those extra soundings on days when strong to severe thunderstorms are possible. I hope this helps to answer that young man's question. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.